Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropa. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive towards short. Keen catches it and throws to first to double up Young. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boone takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Boone moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Singh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mealy. Keene reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-2 in the game. Garver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Deering pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Murray now catching. Howie Fox now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.